Thank you for downloading this podcast from the Echo page. Echo membership will provide you with unlimited access to other educational material, as well as a huge number of other advantages. Please check this out at www.echo-ibd.eu.
Hi, my name is Yannick Yanai. I'm a gastroenterologist from Israel, currently the head of IBD Center at the Division of Gastroenterology at the Rabin Medical Center, and I'm with the Educom. Today, I will be talking with you about personalized medicine in IBD. IBD, inflammatory bowel diseases, are chronic inflammatory conditions affecting about 1 in 200 people in the developed countries and are rising both in prevalence and incidence in the developing countries. These are very common conditions among young people. The underlying cause for this condition is unknown, and the current paradigm focuses on dysregulation of the immune system that is characterized by an exaggerated mucosal immune response towards luminal gut contacts in genetically susceptible individuals. This results in production of pro-inflammatory cytokines and adhesion molecules. IBD is a complex disorder and is significantly impacted by environmental factors which are not well characterized. Culprits are diet, exposure to antibiotics during early childhood, smoking, and other factors. Classically, IBD is categorized into two major forms. One is Crohn's disease that might impact or affect any part of the gastrointestinal tract, and the other is ulcerative colitis. However, there are many subtypes of condition, and patients are very heterogeneous, both in involvement throughout the GI tract and in clinical characteristics. Some patients would have a devastating condition with significant complication, life-devastating, debilitating physical and psychosocial condition that will be associated with multiple symptoms, recurrent clinical visit, hospitalization, surgery, impact on well-being in terms of academic, employment, relationship, sexual health, and additional aspects. Another may have a very benign course. They will never require repeated visits or medications like immune suppressants or surgery or similars. Therapeutic strategies and guidelines are mostly based on results coming from clinical trials, but in reality, only 30% of these diverse population would actually fit and qualify to participate in such trials. And in congruency, only a third of our patients really enjoy these new modern fancy strategies. Many others perhaps do not require any of these, and others that do require any strategies to control their inflammation and active condition do not enjoy these drugs because these are not effective for them, or if they do respond at time, they will lose response and they will cope with many complications despite the advancement of these therapies. So, despite the development of new drugs with new mechanisms that are targeting pivotal cytokines and immunological pathways, there are no good biomarkers or roadmap to optimally direct and match the appropriate patient with the appropriate drug at the appropriate timing. And finally, it is important to appreciate the expense of this strategy that should also be taken into account when we make decisions in clinics. So, understanding that IBD is very heterogeneous, it is obvious that we need to consider a personalized approach. What is actually personalized medicine? It's a move from a concept of one size fits all towards a different concept of treatment and care for patient with particular condition that is accurately defined. In other words, similarities between humans, despite those, humans are unique, and our health is determined by inherent differences combined by our lifestyle and environment. By combining and analyzing information about our genome and other clinical and diagnostic information, patterns can be identified that can help to determine our individual risk of developing a disease. detect illness at earlier stages, determine the most effective intervention or interventions to help and improve our health, be they medicines, lifestyle choices, or even simple changes in diet. So personalized or precision medicine separates people into different groups. It deals with medical decisions, practices, interventions, and or products, tailoring strategies to individuals based on their predicted response or their particular risk. So what can we do in 2018 in the field of IBD in terms of personalized medicine? First and foremost, we have to stratify patients according to their particular characteristics at the time of diagnosis. This is manifested by the Montreal classification, age of diagnosis, disease behavior, and disease location. But additional classification are required, especially with each clinical visit. How old is our patient now when we see them at clinics? Are they young or old? Are they considering conception in the near future? What is the disease status, disease activity? Are they in remission or they have active disease, mild, moderate, or severe? What are the clinical biomarkers, blood work, blood counts, anemia, albumin? Do they have potential nutritional deficiencies? What is the weight or BMI? Do they smoke? Do they have extraintestinal manifestation, other comorbidities like infection, heart condition, malignancies in the past or in present, during present time? What are their preferences? Are they considering traveling? Do they have fear of injections, socioeconomical status, polypharmacy, previous exposure to medications, and more? After characterizing the patient, we have to characterize the disease, both the disease course and the timing of the encounter. Do we meet a patient during the early stages of the disease, a time that is considered a window of opportunity for a patient with significant inflammatory burden? This means early stages of the disease, usually the first or the second year after diagnosis, a time period where we can intervene in a very optimal way, especially for patients who do not have fibrostenotic complication. If those patients are coming with significant inflammation, rapid and accelerated intensive intervention with new medications may abort the active inflammation and perhaps postpone or prevent a progression towards fibrostenosis and additional anatomical complication. It's important to realize that we do not have to wait until our patient becomes too sick or sick enough in order to introduce potent drugs. On the other hand, there are patients with much milder condition without any bad prognostic factor that might not be during the early stages of the disease and may present with a simple or more milder flare and not necessarily require specific or new medications. They may enjoy a watchful waiting approach and expected management. And finally, there are some patients presenting with a complex condition that is dominantly manifested by a fibrostenotic complication, a stricturing event that is not dominantly driven by inflammation, but rather by fibrosis. So for this patient, there is no reason to introduce a sophisticated drug, and surgery is rather a more attractive avenue that may achieve surgical remission. So course of the disease and timing are significant factors that also needs to be stratified. Next level of stratification is molecular. We are familiar with the association between positive serological markers, antibodies against various microbial agents, specifically the ASCA, the anti-Saccharomyces cerevisiae antibody, but also other antimicrobial antibodies that are associated with progression of disease, stricturing, and surgery. Genetic stratification, we are all familiar with the association between NOD2 gene mutation that was found in the early 2000s and is associated with ileal disease, and later findings coming from large GWAS studies that have identified more than 160 susceptibility loci associated with both Crohn's and colitis, contributing to 15% by 25% of disease irritability, but mainly drivers for discoveries in immune pathological pathways like the autophagy in Crohn's, defective barriers in UC, and the IL-23 signaling pathway that directed new line of medications for IBD. Other aspects of molecular stratification or molecular usage in IBD is the field of pharmacogenetics and pharmacokinetics. So for pharmacogenetics, we are all familiar with the thiopurine, part of our arsenal in IBD, and the differences in TPMT phenotyping and functioning, and advantage of usage of 6-thioguanin concentration in dose optimization for patients treated with thiopurines, increasing rates of efficacy and reducing side effect rates. Similarly, we could use therapeutic drug monitoring for anti-TNF, measuring drug level and drug antibodies, and optimizing dosage strategies, both in a reactive manner for patients losing response to therapy or in a proactive manner in order to avoid such events. We are familiar with the association of higher response and remission rates and mucosal healing for patients that are optimized according to these measures of TDM. We can do even better if we can incorporate with the TDM more characters like weight, BMI, albumin, smoking, and other attributes together that might be computed into an algorithm that may be presented in a dashboard and assist us in better dosing and interval strategies for different persons. In future perspective, so many groups are focusing on studies on biological and functional stratification for IBD, both tackling the environmental aspects like diet, nutrition, the microbiome and its function, the metabolome, and the interaction between all these and the immune system. Example for findings from this field are studies demonstrating the impact of dysbiosis as predictors of flare in subsets of IBD, and perhaps a significant microbial signature that may predict postoperative recurrence, for example, low abundancy of bacteria called Fecalibacterium with high abundancy of proteus that was associated with increased postoperative recurrence. Understanding this molecular or biological phenotyping may direct potential intervention in the near future, for example, specific diet strategies that may impact the microbiome, antibiotics, or perhaps bacteriotherapy like fecal transplantation or something similar. On the same line, other groups are trying to focus on mucosal expression that may direct the optimal biological or new therapies for specific persons or patients that carry specific receptors at the level of the mucosa that may predict the likelihood to respond to different agents. Another layer of this future prospect is aspects addressing personal need and the concept of accessibility of care. Many patients are interested in self-management using their smartphone, the web-based monitoring tools. They would like to be assisted by home kits, testing for biomarkers like calprotectin, and communicating with the healthcare professionals or a multidisciplinary team online, getting responses and direction to towards optimizing of treatment. Similarly, psychological techniques and interventions are very well known among the population of IBD patients in order to better cope with stress and the chronicity of the condition, compliance and adherence to therapy and medication. This should also be done in a personalized manner in conjunction with a multidisciplinary integrated care. Finally, all these molecular, biological, functional and technological aspects of care can be integrated and utilized by exploring big data and using machine learning techniques, similarly to the developments done in the field of oncology or cardiology, and constructing specific algorithms that can tailor specific management strategies to different patients. So to conclude, the first step in personalized medicine is the recognition of differences between patients, differences in terms of disease phenotype, disease course, risk and response to different strategies. The second step is the quest towards accurate disease classification. And this can be done by assessing well-defined longitudinal cohort or particular patients and pursuing biological and functional stratification based on data coming from integrative omics approach, then tailoring strategies of management, customizing medications, monitoring with technological sensor and sensitive and specific biomarkers, and reacting upon according to personalized algorithm, all orchestrated under a multidisciplinary dedicated team. Thank you very much.